Oh, children, go where I send thee. How will you send me? I'm gonna send you 4x4s, 4x4s, 4x4s that stood at the door. Free were the Hebrew children, two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby, wrapped all up in swaddling clothes, laid down in the children, go where I send thee. I will send me. I'm gonna send you 8x8, because 8 was the 8 that stood at the gate. 7 was the 7 that went up to heaven. 6 was the 6 that never got fixed. 5 were the gospel preachers. 4 was the 4 that stood at the door. 3 were the Hebrew children. 2 was Paul and Silas. 1 was a little bitty baby, wrapped all up in swaddling clothes, laid down in the barn, little children born in Bethlehem. Oh, children, go. So fine. 8 was the 8 that stood at the gate. 7 was the 7 that went up to heaven. 6 was the 6 that never got fixed. 5 were the gospel preachers. 4 was the 4 that stood at the door. 3 were the Hebrew children. 2 was Paul and Silas. 1 was a little bitty baby, wrapped all up in swaddling clothes,
laid down in
a manger.
Time.
From a lot of different CDs of mine and a few others, but I'm not gonna. I don't know. How many of you were here the last time we played here?
Yeah.
A lot of you were. So I'm not gonna tell the same goddamn stories. I'm going right into songs this time. This is a song I think I played it last time. I stole it out of the Old Testament, and I'll let you be the judge of what happened. This is off a CD of mine called Redemption Road that I just got back from the defunct record company, and I'm actually beginning to be kind of famous for being the last person to sign to a record label before they die. So I just got this back, and I'm enjoying doing some of the songs from it because it was one of my more obscure records. So.
Rise up, my love.
Thank you. Obscure is good, I guess, as long as it's great. Obscure is my middle name. I light a candle in your name. Long past midnight, memories bright in the freeze frame. And I'm asking myself why I see you at the Marriott. Funny little grin, driving those drums like a chariot. Well, did it hurt too much to try? Would you were my hero, a shoulder to cry on when I'm out of zero. In the hour of the wolf, just before the dawn, hard times in Babylon. So you had to go, take a walk on the wild side, down to the valley of the shadow. But it just don't seem like you. Who do you could have called out? There's not a man or a woman gathered here tonight in the big house. Wouldn't run an incident so grievous. 20 years ago, we thought this was a way that you would leave us. But in the hour of the wolf, just before the dawn, hard times in Babylon. This thin hand out the mass for the oxygen. Well, if we're something coming upon a time in our lives, and our little dreams live with the big dream dies. Not for nothing. Thank you. That was the title track from an earlier CD of mine, Hard Times in Babylon, and judging from that, you can tell what a happy, perky little record it was. I got fan mail from people saying that, thanking me for giving them a record they could grieve to. Glad to be of service. This next song is actually from the following CD, and I was told that Lost and Found, that following CD was actually a little perkier. I can't tell. But this song is called Richmond Boy. And I believe it was in this very room last year that I told the story that that since we've been touring Lost and Found for, you know, several years now, we've discovered that there's a Richmond in every quadrant of the universe. And everybody's like, yeah, Richmond. Everybody thinks it's their Richmond, and that's cool. But I think it was in here last year that I told everybody about this this story that I had read in the Rolling Stone when Mick Jagger and the Stones came back from touring the U.S. Jagger was quoted as saying, they're all so proud of their grotty little towns. And it was somebody in here that said, "He's Jagger's from Richmond." It's coincidence or fate? Anyway, this is a Richmond outside of Houston, Texas. It's just a little flat Richmond, and just a little nothing flat little Richmond. We said that in Holland the other day. I was like, ooh, sorry. So it is. It's just a little farming town, but it's becoming, it's sort of standing in the path of Houston as Houston grows like the blob towards it and around it. So it's becoming a suburb of Houston. I don't think that that's what they hadn't planned for themselves, but they're getting like a Starbucks and a Walmart, and you know, we've had lots of laughs thinking about the farmers driving up in the drive-thru at Starbucks and their tractors ordering soy chai lattes. So this is actually a story about a little family from Richmond. They come to our shows every time we play there, including the 86-year-old matriarch, the mother of the guy that I wrote the song for. She's in the song, and she likes to stand up and take a little bow. She's kind of a venerable old lady, and George Dobbin, and sometimes I can do an imitation of her because I've been working on it for a while now. And I left this message on my boyfriend's machine about 3 months ago. No, Wally, this is Mom. Bolton came down here, and I thought, well, you know, well, maybe we drive up there, and if we don't hear back from you in a couple of hours, then we're just going to get in the car and come on up there. I was wondering if I could just stay with you for a couple of days, and if I don't hear back, I'll just see you up there. Okay, bye. And I left that on his... We broke up shortly thereafter, too. No, it's true. We did, and I really think that it's actually really, really good for a relationship if for all you women just take note anytime, you know, it's really, really good for a relationship if you just want to go imitate your boyfriend's mother. And really just pretty much cement the good chemistry. So I left him that message, and I thought, you know, I left it from the road, and I was like, man, I know I fooled him. I know I fooled his ass this time. I called him later. I thought, shit, you know, actually, maybe he thinks his mother is coming to stay with us. So I should call him and let him know it's just me. It's me. Hello, it's me. I called him, and he didn't answer, and I left him a message. Oh, it's just me. Maybe Mom's not really coming up to stay. So I didn't hear back, you know, and I called him again. And, hello, you know, I was worried. And so I didn't hear back from him for like 24 hours. Finally, he called me the next day, and I said, where are you? He goes, I'm down at my mom's. So I guess I didn't pull him too much, but... this is the pre-breakup version of the song. And a couple of months ago at the Cactus Cafe in Austin, Texas, I did an impromptu post-breakup version of this song, which I may do for you tonight, if you'd like to go down that road. About my Richmond boy. TV, but that's what I like about my Richmond boy. He don't emotionally swing, he notices the little things. That's what I like about my Richmond boy. He don't mind my defects, he don't scare me when we fight. When he sleeps, puts a seat down in the night. He reads to me at the end of the day, quotes the Bhagavad and the Rinpoche. That's what I liked about my Richmond boy. Through. It's just a, you know, it's a very, I'm not that mad. He built a clubhouse in the tree, childish. He don't even have a TV broke. That's what I like about my Richmond boy. He don't emotionally swing, shut down, notices the little things, little things. That's what I like about my Richmond boy. He don't mind my defects, I have none. He don't scare me when we fight chicken shit. He's quiet when he sleeps, puts a seat down in the night. Those are two great things. He reads to me at the end of the day, caretaker quotes the Bhagavad and the Rinpoche. He hasn't got an original thought. That's what I like about my. Oh, you like it nice and dirty, don't you? Below the belt.
Excuse me. England's green and pleasant land has brought me a cold.
Isn't that your anthem?
And we will build Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land.
Tired equation.
Touring that CD now, and we've actually, these past couple of weeks have been the first time we've trotted these songs out as a duo, and so it's been really fun to hear this guy just discover the songs every night. He's coming up with things. I just go, yeah, that's so great. He's very entertaining. Okay, where am I? Oh, yeah, right. I've never had a hit record, but I've always kind of flown under the radar, and I'm beginning to kind of enjoy it. I've also somehow been able to keep a roof over my head, and kind of got to do whatever I wanted to do. But this next song is as close as I ever came to having a hit record, because it was a hit in Austin, Texas, and they played it so much on the radio there that everybody thought that I had a hit record, so I got treated with all kinds of respect there for several months. And I had to think about what I was going to wear to the market, and not to mention the tens of dollars that I made with all the airplay. So the song is called The Beauty Way, and that, well, of course you know that, because that's really the reason that I'm here is because Bob Harris played it on BBC, and that I started getting letters from you guys asking us to come over. So it's really because of this song, and Bob, he's so cool. So this song is actually a Navajo Indian expression, Najoni, The Beauty Way. I mean, it's a path of life, and it's kind of a way to walk through the world, and a way to see everything as beautiful, and to pray for it to be beautiful, and to turn it into beauty wherever you can. And I think it's such a courageous path, and I respect anyone who makes the effort to walk the beauty way right now, especially in our country when you have such a butt-ugly president. We hate him. We've always hated him. I mean, matter of fact, we hate watching television now because we're afraid we'll have to see his butt-ugly face. You know, he's been trying to keep us from having evolution taught in the schools. That's the kind of, you know, religious fanatic. He thinks that God is speaking through him. And he has gone on record as saying it. And he told the Iraqi people when he went over there initially that God had told him to come and free them. You know, that's a dangerous guy. Who's some famous person, some famous, like, you know, famous philosopher said, beware the country that thinks they have God on their side. Imagine God sitting around thinking, well, I like those people, but I don't like them. Right. So Bush is trying to keep evolution from being taught in the schools, and I've just had this new theory. It's because he is like, he doesn't think that there is evolution because he's a fucking monkey. He looks like a monkey. Have you ever seen those? It's like he's a chimp. He's never developed. That's my new theory. Just been working on it since I got over here. You know, your guy seems a little more intelligent than ours. I don't know what he did. No, I think he is, I guess so. Maybe they just like, you know, there's some like really early primordial connection between them. They just have genetic memory of each other as monkeys last year. Yeah. Well, you know, your guy appears to be more intelligent, but he definitely hitched his wagon to the wrong star, didn't he? Yeah. Well, it's been about oil for a long time, so at least you guys drive small cars. You know, over in our country, it's just like, you know, they got a tax break. The bigger car they have, the bigger their tax break. Go figure that one. But we could just go on and on about this, couldn't we? But we'll have more discussion later. This is about the beauty way, and actually I know that sounds like a very lofty title, The Beauty Way, but this song is actually about guitar players, and God knows that they're not the loftiest lot. Women have had chemistry. I personally have had guitar player chemistry since I could, you know, walk, and it's always been a kind of a problem. I would just go out and fucking marry them. But I've had shock therapy, I don't do that anymore, but I think has been going on a long time, this thing with women and guitar players. I think it's been like hundreds and hundreds of years since, and this in your country is probably where it started. Me thinkest the lute player likes me. Look at the tights on the lute player. Is that? So it probably happened here first, in Richmond. Although you probably got your Richmond from ours. Okay, so anyway, this is for all the guitar players. You know, I don't see them anymore because I've had shock therapy, and I can't, like, when I see them, we have this show in the U.S. called Cops, it's like real live arrests, you know, seen from cop cars. You know, they drive around the video camera, and they chase them, and there's all, you know, it's like a huge reality TV show, and it's wildly successful in the U.S., And whenever somebody's naked or somebody, you know, they arrest somebody who's like in private parts of showing, they always put this little computerized digital like cloud around their private parts so you can't see it, you know? And that's what I see when I see guitar players. See, I've heard he's cute, but I can't tell. I can't see a damn thing. I can hear him, that's good enough. This is for all the guitar players out there. I'm sure there's a few here. This is all about you, even though I'll never be able to see you. My father made a pretty damn good living playing music on the beauty way. He's gonna die could do the same today. Though I kid a little transistor, tuned into Wolfman Jack. I picked up a guitar, heard the sirens whisper, and I never looked back, little darling. Some stuff from the new CD.
He was the black sheep of the family, out in mama's pride and joy. Go from such a precious baby to the devil's poster boy. I'm gonna slick my hair like Elvis, roll my like Jerry Lee. If the back beat's born in hell, then that's the place I wanna be. I'm gonna be a midnight rider. I'm gonna burn my candle down, following that driving beat to the dark. Thank you. dark side of town. Swimming in a poison pool.
her loved ones to her chest, lays them down and listens at the door. Everybody safe and warm among the truly blessed. How can we even dare to ask for more? Tender mercies, come before despair. Shine down all your tender mercies. It's every mother's prayer. Shine down all your tender mercies. It's every we've got CDs. Plank's got his great new CD there, and it's not new. He's got a new cover. And I've got a bunch of back catalog there too. And I don't think we have anybody to sell CDs tonight, so it's actually we're going to be selling them. So we'll be back there doing. It feels horribly mercenary, but unless Pierce and Mike are here, are they here? No, see, they're not here. Does anybody want a free CD? They can help us sell CDs. All right. He's in the back there. All right, so we also have posters, and we have websites and blah, 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 email lists, all that stuff. But mostly, thank you so much for being here. You are, everybody, you know, it's the same in the States. We just can't wait to hit the borderline and you guys. It's always the best. Happily ever after, babies. you. We play Stump the Band next set.
Lay your body down.
everything is right. So baby, let's just fall into
where we're
so much fun. Well, we're going to open the floor to requests now, so let's lay it on us here.
Okay,
we're in the tuning for Highway
9, so we'll start with that one. That's it?
People didn't like that. But, I figure in the cities, fuck it. When I'm in the churches, okay, we'll edit. But let's see, you wanted Highway 9 first. Okay, I wrote this actually right as we were going to war with Iraq, and I read in the New York Times that the first Iraqi civilians were killed on a supply line the U.S. soldiers called Highway 9. It was three families compressed into a little minivan, and they were at a checkpoint, and they were so frightened, they were trying to get out of Baghdad, and they were so frightened that they actually ran through a checkpoint, and because the American soldiers were yelling at them to stop in English, so they didn't, of course, know what it meant, and so they got blown up, and everybody in the family, three families were killed. And it just started, it was the beginning of the horror. So, I did my research, and I'm pretty sure that if anybody dug a little deep at all around these issues, they would come to the same conclusion that these people are, in my country, I don't know about yours, but there's criminals running our country. They stole the election. What they made us feel like, because we were exercising our right to have dissent, they made us feel that we were unpatriotic, and that is so not what we're about, and it's not, we don't care about our soldiers or anything like that, but we are really trying to keep these guys from running our country, and it's all about oil for them. It has been for a really long time. They got their own personal agenda. They're religious fanatics, and we've got to, all of us have got to feel okay about voicing our dissent. And if we know the truth, it's easy enough to read. I mean, you got The Guardian, it's pretty much on top of it. And we our press has been so stifled that we read The Guardian online. I mean, that's how a lot of our information gets around. And you can imagine, who knows what The Guardian's not getting. But anyway, I don't even care, whatever anybody's opinion is, if you have a voice of dissension, you have every right to be heard, and don't feel isolated by them. Don't allow them to isolate you. So safety in numbers. Thank you. got caught sleeping at the sentry post. And then I was standing toe to toe with what we feared the most. Well, that old father and his son and the unheavenly host. We gotta do all we can, don't give up the ghost. Get the big trucks rolling down Highway 9 with food and water and an internet line. Run to the polls when there comes a time. There's the big trucks rolling down Highway 9. Get out of the big trucks rolling. Tuning, I'll make sure that you don't want something from this tuning. Once we go out of there, what was that? Okay, we'll do Coast then. And nothing more in this tuning?
Witness.
What were the songs you wanted?
Witness.
Witness. I can't do that. Stomp the band. Free poster. Yeehaw.
That song in Babylon.
That's Sanctuary?
Yes.
Okay, or Walk Away from Love.
Okay, Sanctuary.
Okay, we'll do that. What else?
Sleeper.
Twisted Sleeper. Okay, that's nothing in that tuning. Okay, I'm going out of there.
Heart of a man.
Huh?
Heart of a man.
Can do. Let's do a Coast, yeah. You got the lyrics. I need to learn it, I know. Coast. This was perfect to sing in Brighton the other day. Take the long way. bet it all on what things seem to be. Midlife crisis song. Got a few of those. Caution, this contains harmful language. I like the way the dark hangs off you, like a cloud around the sun. The way nobody's bought your heart for one-on-one. You're so beautiful, you don't give a damn. You're everything I wanted, man. I like your clever boy disguises, your shady little grin. When you walk the ragged edges of the outside looking in, you're an exotic, you're in demand. Everything I wanted, man. I'm fucked up.
She's fucked up.
So twisted.
So twisted.
You're everything I wanted in a man. I'm fucked up.
She's fucked up.
So twisted.
So twisted.
You're everything I wanted.
Thank you.
so twisted.
So twisted.
You're everything.
Fabulous furs and jewelry. He used to go, he would go out in the audience, he'd go, you see these rings? You bought them for me. See this, these furs? You bought them for me. Furs, exactly. Oh, let's see what else we wanted.
Heart of a Man.
Just got delivered straight to my door by some glorious hand. I feel like a stranger to the underground river that draws me down in. Thank you. just got delivered straight to my door by some glorious hand. I feel like a stranger to the underground river that drives. Don't you all have trains to catch? All right. You asked for a sleeper, you shall have it. This is the Greg Brown song from the CD Going Driftless, a wonderful collection of Greg Brown tunes. And I've talked to Greg and Iris and told them that you want them to come over here. And they just don't, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to drag them out of Kansas City. But this is a song from the Going Driftless CD. The proceeds going to contribute to research on breast cancer and environmental toxins and that connection. But it's a great song no matter what the reason for it to be here. Thank you. to do a couple more songs, and we'll choose them. You want Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Okay. You choose them.
We're here to honor your every request.
That's what they say in the honky tonks. Thank you a million times over. You are just perfect. You really are. Thank you so much. Great sound, too. Oh, my God. So much fun. And this beautiful guy here. What a champ. What a great musician. Huh? Thank you, thank you. Troubling times, won't you fill my sail? Won't you blow my mind? Put me on the path for my railroad car. Won't you make me laugh about the way things are? Won't you carry me through my soul's dark night? Won't you shine my way with your big headlight? Won't you lift me up when I shiver and shake? Won't you change my luck? Won't you give me a break? Give me all your love. Give me all your love. Give me all your love. Won't you carry? Be my lover, be my loyal friend, be my heaven.
down one layer. Part of my show. Okay, yeah.
I thought we meant to say more.
You're not the only one who meant that. You meant just more music. Okay. Alright, you want us back, then you're gonna have to sing. Great. Okay, this is a Woody Guthrie song. This is on the new CD as a quartet with Iris DeMent and Mary Chapin Carpenter and Patty Griffin. All singing a fabulous Woody Guthrie song that Plank and I discovered in an out-of-print Woody Guthrie songbook. This song has never seen the light of day. It was recorded in 1952. Woody recorded it into a microphone and put it on some tape and sent it to his publisher, and it was never done by any other artist. It just got lost. And so we found it in a book that Nora Guthrie, who runs the Guthrie Archives, had loaned us. And so it's a perfect song for now. It's amazing to think that it's over 40 years old. But the sentiment is there, and your part is very simple. All you got to do is sing peace, peace, peace. And we'll lead you through the other stuff that's more complicated.
But first, in England's green and pleasant,
it's a little damp. Open your hearts to the paradise, to the peace of the heavenly angels. Take away that woeful shadow dancing on your wall. Take to the skies a peace, oh friends, peace of the one great spirit. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming round my land, my city. Town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. Thick war clouds will throw their shadows, darkening the world around you. But in my life, your dark illusions fall. Think and pray along the way. Embrace the ones around you. Get ready for my bugle call of peace.
Peace, peace.
I can hear the bugle sounding.
I can hear the bugle sound.
Roaming round my land.
Roaming round my land.
My city and my town.
My city and my town. Peace, peace, peace.
I can hear the voices ringing.
I can hear the voices ringing.
Louder while my bugle calls for peace.
My bugle calls for peace.
What?
If these war storms fill your heart with a thousand kinds of worry, my road of peace, you'll never have to fear. Keep in the sun and look around in the face of peace and plenty. Get ready for my bugle call of peace.
Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sound.
I can hear the bugle sound.
Turn to the friends around me with my
smile of peace. I'll greet you one and all. I'll work, I'll fight, I'll dance and sing. Peace of the youthful spirit. Get ready for my bugle call.
I can't wait to see you again. We've already made arrangements to come back next year. So.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Yes, maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the
thank you. one more time, Eliza Gilchrist.
Sherry had a pawn shop and a gold.